Want to spend a couple of moments looking at some of the media reporting about the invasion of Ukraine by Russia over on Fox News this past Tuesday. Weekend host Rachel Campos Duffy, who was filling in on Fox and Fiends, let her views about what's happening in Ukraine be known. Here's that audio.
I don't know. If you look at that map and the areas that they have that you say could end up in this peace agreement, that's true. And that's why we should have never provoked them. I mean, they made very clear that there was a red line. The red line was a neutrality for Ukraine, that they could not enter NATO. And in the end, when they get this, if they get this peace agreement, in the end, that's probably going to end up being the case anyway. No. I bet you that one of the conditions will have to be that Ukraine, you know, promise to remain neutral, will not be part of NATO.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can never give in to what Russia wants other nations to do. They're going to decide to go into NATO or go into the European Union when they're a European society that wants that.
Well, we have a Monroe Doctrine, and I think we would be very concerned about this kind of action in our hemisphere. I think he said, keep it neutral. And in the end, probably Ukraine is going to lose more land because of this. Again, the main problem here, as you see, the main problem is still China. And now we've created a bigger bloc, China and Russia together. This is why our policymakers aren't thinking long term.
Right.
Provoking this war has brought our two enemies closer together.
They provoked the war.
Well, they had a red line. And we had an agreement in November with a security agreement.
They can't make a red line on other countries, Rachel. It's not up to them to make a red line on other countries.
This is the fate of the geography of Ukraine. And they could have remained a free country. We could have armed them. We could have actually...
You understand. Russia got their way. They lost their stooge in an election. The minute they lost their stooge in an election, had nothing to do with us, they took Crimea and the two Donbass regions. And they said, we're going to do more unless you put our guy back. We go, not only are we not going to put your guy back, we're going to have more elections. And then Zelensky beats Poroshenko, and now he established himself with 70% of the vote. Why should a democracy give up because Vladimir Putin's a lunatic?
Well, what is happening on the ground?
It's the reality. He is who he is.
So if I get this, she wants to hand the keys of all that's happening over to Russia. Oh, by the way, points to Brian Kilmeade for pushing back on that ignorance. And also later in the show, Representative Dan Crenshaw did likewise on the air. Well, of course, Rachel doubled down on what she said. Also caught something interesting and curious Thursday night on Fox News. Stephen Miller, who was part of the Trump administration, he was on Laura Ingraham's show, where, of course, she's been trying to inject anti-Biden politics into everything regarding the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But what caught my attention was the banner on the bottom of the screen where Miller was talking. That's where they, you know, put up the name of the person, whatever their significance happens to be. So you would expect to see something like Stephen Miller, advisor to former President Trump. Not in this case. Instead, the banner read, Stephen Miller, former advisor to the president. So, was that banner a lame attempt by Fox News to claim that Trump was still the legitimate president? Or has Miller fallen out of favor with the Trump and been discouraged from associating himself with Trump? I don't know. Happen to have a coin maybe we could toss?